Blog Talk Radio.
To you, and I will be joining right now with my co-host from Building Your Extraordinary Business, my co-host, my colleague, and my friend, Mr. James Nemley. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Daphne, and how are you this evening?
I am wonderful. It was such a gorgeous day today. The weather was amazing in Connecticut.
It was absolutely wonderful here in New York as well. I was running around all over the place without a coat on, and that's just phenomenal for me.
It was amazing, because you know I haven't been well, so I have not been outside much, and I went out today, and it was so good. I had to sit on the bench outside. It was really, really gorgeous. So,
that's quite
here
fantastic.
We are. Here we are again. And we only have one more week to go.
Absolutely. By the way, did our guest call into your line?
No, he has your number to call into your line. And I checked in with his wife, and she assured me that he was going to be calling in at 6:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, so we'll just continue to talk until he does so.
Right. I gave him your telephone number, 347-202-0754.
That's it. You know it better than I do.
Yes, and so I guess we need to wait. But, you know, there's some amazing things happening now this week prior to the conference.
Really? What's up?
We have decided that we are running a 2-for-1. Because
what?
We still have some seats remaining. And because we are so convinced that everyone needs to be there, we decide that anyone who is still out there, we are going to go ahead and call them a late bird.
And
the late bird get to invite another late bird to come to New York City with them. For two for the price of one. So for $877, two people can come to the conference. It gives them their meals. It gives them the entire conference, and they just need to book their hotel. And for those who are local and say, well, they don't want to stay at the hotel, they want to go back home, well, they have had it made. And then they just need to think about getting their tickets to go to the banquet and all of that. So I'm excited about that offer, and I hope that the listeners get excited too about that.
Well, you know, I'm excited. Does that can you couple the other specials that you're carrying right now? Like, can they become an affiliate and still take advantage of being an affiliate with this as well?
Well, you know something, I didn't confirm that, but if they didn't become an affiliate already, I'm going to say no, because if we do that with the affiliate thing, I think we're not going to be able to cover the bills. So if they are not yet an affiliate, they'll have to catch the affiliate program another time. But those who are already an affiliate, we are going to honor those. And And I didn't confirm with my affiliate manager. He's sure going to have my head for running it off. I was just thinking of getting people there. I wasn't thinking about the affiliate program that we have in this already. And if the late bird really think that they cannot get another person to come with them, they themselves can come for even lower than what the early bird price was, for $5.97.
Wow. What a bargain. That's amazing. That is truly amazing. That really, really is truly amazing. And you know, why don't you tell our listeners what they're going to get for that?
Okay, you get 19 speakers. We have a panel. We have each speaker. Oh, let me back up a minute. You will not need to leave your seat once you get in there, unless you are going to the bathroom, because you don't have to rush to go to different presentations. You will be getting to hear from each of the speakers. So it's like a puzzle. You get one piece, and then you get the other, and then you get the other, and then you just fit the puzzle together for completion. So at the conclusion of the conference, you are going to have all the pieces in place to be able to build your business.
I know that I'm looking forward to, in the very short future, very near future, to be able to break some other news to our listeners, because the spinoff that's going to come from the conference, I'm really excited about that.
Yes.
So, but we can't divulge that right now, folks. So stay tuned, and you'll be able to hear it. As a matter of fact, if you make it out to the conference, the news is going to be broken out live there at the conference. So
right there,
it's going to be
at
some
the conference.
And very, very
you want to
stuff.
Be part. You want to be part of that. You want to tell everybody that is thinking about doing anything for themselves. It could be a juice stand, a fruit stand, whatever it is. You can get the support and the know-how there. One of the speakers sent me an email this morning, Willie Crawford. And this past weekend, he was at a joint venture conference in South Carolina. And the same workshop he's going to be doing there. He pointed out that the people who attended this workshop this past Saturday and listened that I said workshop, they paid $1,999 to be in that workshop. And he was getting ready to convert his presentation that he did there to put it up on a DVD on YouTube so people could watch it. And guys, he's coming at the conference to invest in you and it is not even costing you one third of that.
That's amazing. That really is. You know, when I look at it, I mean, my own fee structure, you know, I do a one-hour seminar for $550. Okay,
right.
I'm just laying it out there. You know, it's a one-hour seminar for business groups. And, you know, $550, 1 hour. Now, what you're talking about is 19 of us.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, wow. I have to find a conference to go to learn from that's going to offer all of that. You know, I think that people are going to, you know, I'm glad that the hotel is in Times Square. It's not near Bellevue Hospital because they need to lock us up on a psychiatric ward.
Oh, my heavens. My heavens. You know, and I want to just share with people here a little bit about the Vision Weekend Conference taking place March the 23rd through the 26th. It's a conference designed to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business owners. Attendees of the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 will gain insights to grow your business and make more money. Everybody's talking about making more money now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to attract and retain new customers and clients. We can get them as much as we want, but if we are not focused on retaining them, they're going to be moving on to other people who is doing greater things.
That's right.
We are going to learn and understand creative marketing and branding techniques to build your business and your brand. Each of us, we are our own brand, but we need to be working with the right experts who can allow us to be above the competition, stand out. We must stand out. Because when we are operating in our uniqueness, the competition has to stay afar from us because it's like the glare of a hot sun.
Right.
Once you
our guest is here, Daphne.
Huh?
Dr. Daphne, our guest is here.
Okay.
Let me bring him on and you can introduce him.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, hello, Mr. Cohn. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Daphne?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, good.
I'm just going to save some time, and I'm just going to ask you to take the first 3 or 4 minutes to introduce you yourself to the listeners, please.
All right. I'm Will Cohn. I work with CJ in Dominate Your Destiny. She's the CEO. I'm the president. Right now I'm a business analyst. That's part of my profession, and I started back as a systems analyst in the Air Force, and I work with the PMO office as a project management, in project management.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done several things, you know, for the federal government. I've done surveys for implementing digital systems.
Mm-hmm.
When they went from what they call Mylar drawings, you know, to CAD drawings to storing information digitally,
so.
I help them set up the processes and the flows so that they can do those types of things, so they can implement digital drawings. I've worked with the Navy. I help them develop what they call the Navy Marine desktop guide for CALS implementation, CALS being computer-aided logistics support.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a document that was adapted by the Navy that was incorporated into the Department of Defense's desktop guide for CALS implementation. And
all
it was
right,
sold
so
all over the world. Even
right.
Even the Japanese wanted to try to get that. So I'm deeply entrenched in business concepts and business.
Mr. Cohen,
I want
to stop you there because I think you have given the listeners enough for them to understand why you are good at what you do and why you are part of Dominate Your Destiny, and more so, why you are part of the Vision Weekend Conference. So, based on your introduction and what you have just laid out so eloquently to us, you are well-rounded, you're well-qualified. So my question to you is, why have you decided to be part of a company that is committed to the betterment of entrepreneurs?
Well, because I just feel, I don't know, I have a passion, and both my wife and myself, we have a passion for helping people, for informing people, providing information, for training people, and helping people reach their goals and being the best that they can be in
mm-hmm.
whatever they endeavor to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's our passion.
Wonderful.
We're very passionate about that.
Wonderful.
So,
over your years in business, and Jim, this is my last question now, and then I'm going to hand him over to you. Based on your observation, Mr. Cohen, what would you say has been the downfall, if you may, or the lack of advancement in the entrepreneurial arena?
Well, I'll say that many times people do not have enough information.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in an age of information. People need to know how to, let's say, I'm going to just hit in one area. People need to know how to do a competitive benchmark. They need to know what other people are doing in their industry. You know, they need to know the lessons learned from other people in the industry, what their failures were, what their successes were, and how to avoid many of the pitfalls
mm-hmm.
in the business that you're trying to be in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the problems a lot of people run into.
Over to you, Jim.
Very good, very good. Will, it's so great to have you on the show. One of the things you didn't mention is the fact that you are a prolific writer. And just going to let our listeners know, Will is the author of Money, Tithes, and Conspiracy. He's also the author of Conform to His Image and The Power of Joy. And his latest book is Dominate Your Destiny. That's really some fascinating stuff. Where do you find the time, Will, to do all of this?
Well, the fact of the matter is a lot of these things have been in my heart for a long time. I've probably got about 10 more books in there. But in the interim, you know, sometimes you get downtime. When I get some downtime, I work on things like that. Yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know, Do you sell these on your website, or do you want people to go to Barnes & Noble to pick up your books?
You know, they can go to Barnes & Noble, but I get paid more if they go to my website. I see these books in me.
Why don't you give them the website so that they can go in there and check your books out?
Okay, that's seethesebooksandme.com.
Okay, see, that's excellent. One more time so that they can get that, and we'll let you do it
okay.
again later on.
I'm going to spell it out. okay? CDS BOOKS ANDME.com.
Very good. You heard that, folks. So make certain that you get in there and get those books. I tell you, you're going to be inspired. Now, we had CJ on the show. And then, by the way, she had me on her show, and I was really, really pleased and happy to have done that. But we've had CJ on the show, and she was listing out all the amazing services that you guys provide. And I find it absolutely fascinating. We basically do the same things. I'm a business coach, trainer, and consultant.
Yeah.
And but you guys, you seem to have an incredible system that you've put together, you know, as it relates to helping small business owners to develop their business plans and to get them out there incorporated and launched in the whole nine yards. Why don't you explain to our listeners, some of those out there who may be thinking about going into business, and why don't you throw it out there how you and CJ walk them through the process?
Well, you know, basically, that's CJ's forte. We're both our specialists, you know, and she deals with the, you know, with all the marketing, with all the networking, with all the, you know, multimedia aspects of it. Principally, the things that I do are procedural, you know, your business processes, you know, how you do such things as just-in-time processing. Other words, with just-in-time processing, you want to make sure that you have your product, you know, there when the customer wants it. You don't want to stockpile, you know, put a whole, you know, have 10,000 widgets and, you know, the market only bears 200. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we deal with concepts of just-in-time production or just-in-time processing. The concepts of cash flow, you know, how to anticipate what you're having coming in and what you have going out and dealing with your capabilities to produce, things of that nature. So that's more along the line of where I am in my part of the puzzle.
You know, one of the fascinating things that I've found over the years, and I've worked with many, many, many business owners. Well, first off, as a coach now, you're dealing with the area of people who may know what they're doing but need to have people that they're accountable to, and you help them develop their constructs. But newer business owners, and even some of them that have been around for quite some time, you were talking about doing financial projections and the like. I'm absolutely amazed at how many business owners out there do not know how to read a financial statement.
Right, right. And that's very important. And it's really important. It's also important to know how to create one so that when you go to get a loan or you go to the bank, that you can represent, you know, the worth, the value of your company, and that's very important.
Well, you know, and I do, you know, we provide financing as well for companies, but, you know, one of the things that I looked at, even with that, you know, I've had people come to me and they want to borrow money, you know, so they'll say, I need about $25,000, maybe $20,000. Whoa, wait a second. You said you needed $25,000. Now you say $20,000. All right. You know, I want you to be specific. Tell me you need $25,422.13, and now you have my attention. But when you're starting to get vague, then how do I know? Let me share a quick story with you. You know, like I said, we help broker financing for a lot of companies nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And I had these brothers come to me, these two brothers, and I knew their company. I knew the father. You know, he had a very thriving, long-standing business. He retired, left the company in his son's hands. Now, they knew how to do the business, but they knew how to do the work, but they didn't know how to run the business. And they came to me for some financing, okay? And I said, well, okay, fine. I said, so what seems to be the situation? And they were saying how cash-strapped they were. You know, they have a lot of projects, they were doing a lot of things, but they were totally cash-strapped. So I said to them, I said, so what's happening with your aging, you know? And they looked at me as if, you know, I was speaking in tongues, you know? I said, you're aging, you know? And they, I guess they started looking at each other, seeing if they had gray hair. I said, your aging receivables. I said, how far out are your receivables aging? They couldn't tell me. They could not tell me. So I said to them, well, you can't tell me how far out your receivables are aging. You tell me you owe everybody, so obviously your payables are aging. But you can't tell me anything about your receivables. So how do you know you don't have money? Now they really looked at me like I was talking in tongues. What do you mean? We don't have any money. We can't pay our bills. You know, so I had them take their get to have their financials. I needed to get an interim from their accountant. I said, can you just tell your accountant you'd like an interim statement? All right? So they got the interim statement, and they brought the interim statement back into me, and I'm looking at their aging, all right? They had $300,000 of aging receivables. $300,000. Now, for you folks out there that don't know what I'm talking about, they had billings out to various municipalities. They did a lot of municipal work. They had billings out to various municipalities that amounted to $300,000 that were around and some even further than 120 days out.
Wow.
Okay? So it wasn't a matter of them. I said to them, see, you guys, and when I asked you, how do you know you don't have any money, you told me, oh, because we can't pay our bills. Well, this is the reason why you can't pay your bills. You do have money. You're coming to me looking for a fixed-term loan when you need to take these receivables to a bank and get yourself a line of credit. Right.
Yeah.
So long story short, that's exactly what they did. They got the right financial instrument, but then I was able to guide them on how to stay on top of their financials. People run to the bank, and bankers, they don't realize that a banker is not there to give you a loan. Banks don't want to give you a loan. Banks want you to leave them alone. So if they don't want to give you a loan, they want you to leave them alone. Then you say, well, what's a bank there for? They want your deposits. They want your merchant's accounts. They want your credit card accounts. See, that's how banks make money. They don't They don't make money risking it on you. So when you come in, they're standing there, they're very attentive. Of course they are, because the goal is not to lose a client, just to let you down softly, but they're not going to give you money, especially if you don't know anything about what your money is doing in your company. So I'm certainly glad that you're working with folks like that.
Yeah, and, you know, if you start getting to the point where your accounts receivable are really – you know, out of line, you know, sometimes you also need to review your policies, you know, towards your accounts receivable.
Absolutely.
Because you might be giving out too much credit to the wrong people and, you know, getting things out of whack. So
you
need to review that.
Absolutely. Have you ever noticed how people will extend credit to a customer? Might be, and most of the time these are large accounts. They'll extend the credit, and what they don't recognize is that when you do that, you're acting as a bank.
Yes.
All right, so if you're going to extend credit, meaning to you folks out there, what I mean by that is that someone wants a job done, and you don't get the full price up front, so now you have a receivable.
Right.
And so when you're doing that, you are actually extending credit to them until you get paid back. Now, if you're dealing with governmental entities and large corporations, that's one thing. You'll get the money back by and by. You'll get the money back. But when you're doing that to other people, you need to do a credit check, and you are able to do credit checks on them to make certain these people pay their bills. All right, so that's just a word to the wise of these folks out there, because I've seen too many people do this, and they end up going broke.
All right,
yeah.
Can I just interject here? Because I
sure.
think this is a great section for me to remind the listeners. They just heard, even if they only got this dialogue between Will and you at the conference, it would have worked what they're paying to come. So I want to remind them to go to visionweekendconference.com and register right away. You have just, this is only one short dialogue. So I want to encourage you, you can do it 2 for the price of 1 at the visionweekendconference.com. And if you can't find somebody to come with you, you can be there by yourself for $5.97. So continue with your conversation. I just wanted to give them that friendly reminder.
No, I didn't want to commandeer the microphone. It's just I love talking business with other business professionals. I love doing that because it gives us the opportunity to share war stories.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad. You know, a lot of times people are reluctant to attend different things, and they don't understand the caliber of what has been put together to invest in them.
This is true. This is absolutely true. I mean, when you're looking at what Dominate Your Destiny does out there,
mm-hmm.
and the conferences that they hold, and the mm-hmm. many, many, many businesses that they've helped to make whole, it's insane not to want to have, and they're only 1/19th of the program.
That's right.
And I think there's something that we need to remind people, and something, you know, we say and we've heard said so many times, you know, the most important resource in your business is you.
That's right.
Are the most important resource in your business. So you need, you know, to make sure that you invest in yourself, that
mm-hmm.
you gain the knowledge, you gain the understanding, so that you can run your business and run it right. And that's very
right.
important. You know, a lot of people want to hire outside consultants, but, you know, at the bottom line is you must invest in yourself. And, you know,
going
to this conference is investing in yourself. If you're not going to invest in yourself, who are you going to invest in?
That's
you know
right.
the amazing, I'm excited about what Will just said, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times people want to hire consultants. And what they get a rude awakening when the consultant turn up, because the consultant is not doing it for you. They're teaching you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a clue, see, that's why I couple training with the coaching aspect.
Right.
I do consulting, but I do consulting for major corporations.
Uh-huh.
The reason for that is because they only need a tweak here, there, or the other. They've
That's
got
right.
major heavy hitters in place.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes down to the small business owner, I can coach you, but if I'm speaking to you and you have no clue of what I'm talking about, when Will was talking about just in time, I knew exactly what he was talking about, but somebody out there who's just getting into business might think he's talking about trying to catch a train.
That's
you
right.
That's right. You know, so they have to learn the business dialogue
exactly.
and what it means. You know, a lot of folks out there, and I'm sure that Will, you and CJ run into this, you know, and I said this on CJ's show, a lot of folks out there that have started businesses, they think that business is what they do. okay? They're able to do this, that, and the other. They don't recognize that business isn't what you do. Business is business, and the more you know about business, it allows you to do what you do. So people, when they get into business, they get sick and tired of working for the man, so they take their jobs and they launch their jobs as a business. Now, here you are with that job out there that you're trying to run like a business, and you have no clue about what created that job in the first place.
That's right.
So I know you must run into that a lot.
Oh, yes.
There's so much to learn, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the Vision Weekend Conference. And to see that they are professionals across the world. And I think it's safe to say that because we have speakers coming from other countries who are passionate about seeing people progress. Because these experts did not have to decide to come together to teach us how to do it. Because each of us can be learning from each other. But that speaks volume about what these experts are looking to create.
Yeah, so, you know, thinking about what you said about the job, a lot of people want to take their job and then project it as a business and not really understand the business itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a problem with a lot of people. You know, people, one day they're a daycare center worker, so the next day they want to start their own daycare center, and they understand the let's say, like, watching the children aspect, but they don't understand the advertising, the marketing, you know, the logistics, you know, picking up children, dropping children off, making the collections, you know, getting the payment, paying the bills, and all those types of things, you know. So it creates a problem for them. And, you know, people have to know going into a business that there is a business aspect in addition to the product or service that you provide.
Will, why do you think people are reluctant in taking the time, the needed time to invest in the knowledge and wisdom and the know-how to do this? Why do you think that?
Well, one thing is people feel like they don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, people feel like they don't have the money. They don't know that this investment is worth it. And both of those, you know, there's an old saying they used to have, you know, if you think education is expensive, just try stupidity.
That's right, Johnny. That's
a good one.
So much more expensive.
That's a good
and,
one.
You know,
oh.
Yeah, people always say that. They can't buy a book or they can't go to a seminar. They don't have the money and they are in business. Right? You cannot afford not to go because, as you so rightfully said earlier on, it's an investment in your business. And, you know, I tell clients all the time, each month you need to put aside some money that is going to be for your business education.
That's right.
Some months it's going to be a book, a seminar, a conference, whatever it is. But we need to put money aside to reinvest in who we want to become and what we are looking to do with our business.
And see, one of the things, let's say like a conference offers that a book doesn't offer. Sometimes a book can be a year old, it can be 2 years old, it can be 3 years in the making before they get it on the shelf. When you go to a conference, you're going to get up-to-date information, you know, the hottest stuff, you know, right there in your face. You know, it's not going to be old hat, it's going to be something new, something fresh. You know, something for the moment. And that's what a conference brings. that books and videos and other things do not bring. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have an opportunity to go out there, you know, you can catch somebody, you know, pull their coattail or tug their sleeve or something and get personal answers for your situation.
That's right, for the relationships. That's right. That is so important. So important. And, you know, I want to point this out because I've noticed it at many conferences, is how people continually push in business cards and brochures. Take the time to build a relationship. Have some conversation with the next person you are meeting. Because I'm telling you, as someone who go to a lot of conferences and get hundreds upon hundreds of cards, unless I put an A+ on that card, I'm not paying much attention to it when I get home. And I put an A plus on a card of somebody who had a conversation with me, and I understand about who they are and what they do. And the minute they hand me their card, I flip it over. And so long as it's not laminated, I put an A+ on it, and I can follow up with that
person. You know, Daphne just spilled the beans on my secret. I do the exact same thing. I flip the card, and I'll put a couple of key words on there that piqued my interest in this individual.
Right.
So, and if I take your card and I put it right in your pocket, I'm telling you goodbye and good luck.
Goodbye. I ain't know about no luck, no, but goodbye. Yes. Gentlemen,
I'm gonna say something that I learned, you know, in my sports endeavor, you know, through high school and through college, you know, one of the things that they taught us is people just, teams really don't win by luck, okay?
Mm.
What you have to do, you prepare for those situations.
That's right.
You prepare. We had, if there's a fumble, we had a drill that we go through so that we could recover
exactly.
Fumbles. You see, we had tip drills in case somebody tipped a football up in the air. You see what I'm saying? We knew how, because we practiced these things and we rehearsed these things. So when it happened, you see, we were prepared. We knew what to do, you know, to recover a fumble. And we have to do the same thing with business.
That's right.
With business,
absolutely.
You know, it's not just luck. You know, sometimes there may be some luck involved, but in general, you know, when you develop the right practices and you learn how to do the right things, then it will seem like luck will come. I heard a speaker say one time that when you prepare yourself, you know, and you go out and you prepare yourself, they said that destiny will come to meet you.
That's right. Because you know something, Will? When I look at the word luck, I oftentimes choose to define it as utilizing opportunity, because people tend to sit down waiting on the big luck to turn up, and then there's opportunity sitting right there, poking them in the side with its elbow, and they wouldn't take it because they're waiting on luck. So, you know, that's not one of my favorite words. Because a lot of people tend to use it as a crutch.
Right.
So we are down to 15 minutes, gentlemen. What should the people look forward to getting from you as one of the panelists at the conference, Will?
More of what they got tonight. You know, you're going to get good information. You're going to get good guidance. And you know, we'll be able to deal with it on a more personal level, not the macrocosm, but the microcosm. You know, your specific problems, your specific areas, and meeting your specific needs.
That's terrific. That's really terrific. And folks, believe me, you know, I'm sure that the three of us can sit on this radio tonight and just go after one item after another item after another item. We've seen it all. You know, it's funny, Will. I've worked with about, I've been saying this now for 3 years, so I know the number is far greater, but I'm just going to be conservative. I've worked with over 4,000 businesses over the years. And having said that, you would think that, oh, wow, you mean to tell me that there's thousands of different problems? No. realistically speaking, there's like a small handful of real problems. So whenever I go out and I speak, and I'll give a, I will give a little story. I'll put a scenario out there. People think that I'm talking about them because, you know, how did he know I was going through that? Well, the reason why I know is because it's the same problems over and over and over again.
Yep.
The problem might be happening to you as a business owner, but we folks here who provide these services and have done so for so many years for so many people, believe me, when you walk in the door, you may be carrying your head in your hands, but we know how to put it back on your shoulders.
That's right.
Because of the fact that there's nothing new under the sun. Have you ever found that out, Will?
Nothing new under the sun. We face the same market. We face the same problems. You know, and one thing, you know, I think one place where I really help people, you know, is doing their SWOT analysis, determining their strengths,
right,
their opportunities, and their threats.
Right.
And then some people call it T-squared, which is also the trends.
Mm-hmm.
What's the economy going through? What's the nation going through? What's happening in the global market? And these are things, you know, we consider when we're doing our small business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so with that in place, you would figure that people, and this has always troubled me, you would figure that, look, I had a problem with my car today. Do you think that I opened up the hood and jumped in there and started working on it? If you think I did that, then you need to talk to my wife, okay?
No, I just talk to myself because I know I wouldn't have done it.
That's why God created mechanics, okay?
Yes.
and you better believe that I got a mechanic to look at my car and fix my car so I can get back in my car and I can drive my car, all right? So when I have a problem with my car, I know who to call. Folks have a problem with their business. They never got any training at all how to run a business. And because, again, remember, they think that because I'm a good carpenter, that's a business. No, you're a good carpenter. You know,
that's
and
right.
Some folks
yep.
that leave their jobs to try to launch a business, maybe they ought to stay and ask for a raise, okay?
Yeah.
But so now here they are, and all of a sudden they're running into financing problems. Oh, my goodness, I want to get this job, but I can't get mobilization. I want to get this job, but I can't get bonding. I need to see if I can scrape up some money somehow, yada, 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 yada. Why can't you get financing? You know, what's the problem with that? You know, and they have no clue. They don't realize that they have not built the cachet in their business to even begin to go after these things. They don't understand the financial end of their business, and that's critical.
You know, I say in my book, Dominate Your Destiny, okay, you know, if you're going to be a leader, let's say like a CEO, if you're going to be a leader, the president of a company or something, the first person you've got to lead is yourself.
That's right.
That's right.
You've got to lead yourself. You've got to lead yourself to the point of getting more information, lead yourself in pulling your program together. You know, do the things that's necessary in order to be successful. Because the biggest difference between a successful person and a failure, a successful person is willing to do those things that the failure is not willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know,
that's absolutely right.
as you were exchanging that little bit of information, one thing that just popped up in my thought was all the rising young entrepreneurs. They are children who are writing books, making jewelry, and just building their businesses. And they are fearless. So they go out there and they acquire all the information that they need to do what they do.
That's right.
Yet we have some grown folks who will not even buy a DVD to listen in their car when they are driving. And that's why
these
young entrepreneurs are making waves across the world in building their businesses.
And really, we're dealing with two different cultures. The culture of the young people that says, you know, learn, go out there to the internet, find out, get the information you can, do your benchmarking, you know, set up your business, find out what the market is, you know, take your idea and turn it into a business.
That's
and,
right.
And go forward with it. And then we have, you know, the older generation that says, I don't know what to do.
That's right. I can't do it. I don't have this person need to hook me up and that person need to do this and the other. I can't do. You know?
You see.
And when you try to do something for them, they find another reason to hold themselves crippled and hostage. A lot of people are holding themselves hostage. It's not the economy, it's not the system. They are doing it to themselves. Well,
and believe me, there's some people out there making some big money.
Oh yeah.
Believe that.
There was a lady that was on the internet that is a billionaire now at age 41. And they are not a sponsor of the show, so I'm not going to call the name. But it's an undergarment. It's an undergarment that she created. And build herself into a billionaire. You know, so it's amazing. We have 7 minutes remaining, Will. What would you like to leave the listeners with? Why should they really come to the conference, and what do you want to tell them?
First thing I'm going to tell them is that they need to sit down and do a self-evaluation. And they have to look at themselves and say, is my business successful as it needs to be? Can my business grow? Can I actually use some help? Can I actually use some direction? Okay? And they have to be honest with themselves. Okay? And if this is the case, if they feel that their business can grow, if they feel that their business can advance, or they have a glimpse of hope that it can, then they need to attend a conference like this so they can get the information they need to make their business better.
That's right. Any closing thoughts, Jim?
Well, my closing thoughts is what I say every single week behind every one of our guests. I can't wait to sit there and listen to Will and CJ. All right, folks, I'm coming with my pen, paper, and yes, after all these years, I still have a lot to learn.
Yes, and we have 6 minutes remaining. I want to remind, I want to finish what we had started there about what they're going to be learning at the conference, understanding how social media can help to leverage global marketplace. It will also give you the opportunity to network with other entrepreneurial peers and business owners. Who should attend the conference? Small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, landscapers, marketers, anyone who is thinking of starting a business later on. And if you are currently in the position as a leader, are desiring to be a leader, this is your opportunity to come in and begin to sharpen your tools And remember, we tell you we have a promotion that is going, and we encourage you to go to visionweekendconference.com and sign up right there. Our guest next week will be Mr. Kobe Huberman, joining us from Israel. And on the platform, it's Kobe Huberman, Edward Foxworth, Jennifer Sertle, Chandel Pitts, James Nemlich, Willie Crawford, Sam Orm, Yolanda Webb, Leon Ellis, Brian Ridgway, Stephen Jackson, Will Cohn, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Brian Delaney, Jan Mullock, Crystal Washington, and our keynote speaker is Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Chief Brilliantier of the Brilliantier Institute. And we are just so excited. And seeing that we have 4 minutes remaining, I want to give you 1 minute, Will, and 1 minute, Jim, and then we'll do our closing with the theme song.
Actually, I would give Will my minute.
Okay, Will, you have 2 minutes.
Well, okay. Well, you know, we hope to see you out there. And like I was saying before, you know, one of the things I do personally, I help people do a SWOT analysis, you know, about your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your threats, and the trends in the nation. And, you know, so one of the things we look at, even though we've been through all this recession and all these downturns, things are beginning to turn around. One of the things that they're saying is that in the near future there'll be more jobs than there are people to fill these jobs, and most of them will be, you know, in small business. I like one of the things that my wife says is, you know, right after the Civil War, the thing that really causes this nation to really go forward is small business.
Yes.
You know, you had people like the Wright brothers who owned a bicycle shop, but they came up with this idea to make an airplane.
Right.
Okay, and this airplane revolutionized, it revolutionized war. It revolutionized the way we travel. It revolutionized so many things. And we don't know who's out there that might be the next Wright brothers.
That's
your
right.
invention, you know,
you
your
have,
business, you know,
that's
what
right.
you do might be a stepping stone to something that can change the nation, you know, change your neighborhood, change your state, change the nation, and maybe change the world. So, you know, we want you to be the best that you can be. We want to help you succeed and your business be the best business that you can have.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And
absolutely.
I want you guys to hang out with me to be part of the theme song. And we look forward to meeting you in person on March the 23rd through the 26th. When we all will be rising on the wings of eagles.
I will rise. There's a day that's drawing in. When this darkness breaks to light. Shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain, I will rise.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.